Hello, everybody. This is the Friendly Bear Podcast, where we interview some of the best and brightest traders in the trading community. Listen to inspiring stories and nuggets of insight from current and future game changers in the trading space. Listen and learn as we explore all types of trading niches with some of the best in the industry from a Friendly Bear point of view. Make sure to check out the Friendly Bear Podcast's new YouTube channel called Friendly Bear Research, which includes all the podcast video content and supplemental screen shares. If you enjoy the podcast, please consider leaving a 5-star review on iTunes. With that being said, I'm your host, David, aka Reverse Long, and this is the Friendly Bear Podcast. Let's dive in. All right, guys, it's David, aka Reverse Long. Today I'm here at the Cayman Islands. Yeah, Grand Cayman in the Cayman Islands. Came over here for the weekend. No, actually, what am I talking about? It's Monday and Tuesday. So came here for a quick trip, check it out. I came here to see Zimtra Brokers. So that's what I'm here for. So I came and hung out with them, came and hung out with the team over there, and came to see their offices and what Cayman Islands is all about. So, you know, the Cayman Islands, actually, it's not what you think. Well, not directly what you think. So, like, when I, it's not like a, you know, wild place, you know what I mean? It's actually pretty calm. It's, seems, you know, like a lot of tourists and people come here to relax. You know, families, a lot of families come here. That's what I've seen. Also, when we arrived at the airport, the customs was pretty... Yeah, they ask a lot of questions. It's like several steps. So it's like, it's pretty, you know, it's pretty, they got a lot of rules here, you know? So, yeah. And, yeah. So anyway, today I wanted to mention that. And, you know, the whole trading journey has led me to very interesting things. I traveled to a lot of places. I got Puerto Rico, Colombia, several places in the U.S., places where work has taken me to, you know what I'm saying? And also for the conferences all around the world. So, like, trading allowed me to, like, you know, really explore. It's really cool. And, yeah, actually, right before here, I was at the University of Florida. I did a podcast right before this one. You know, I reconnected with them after 15 years. They saw me on several Business Insider articles, and they reached out to me and said, wow, this guy's a gator. Let's bring him back. So I totally kind of forgot about the University of Florida. That's another lifetime ago. It's like, I don't, you know, I remember it. There's a lot of memories there. As I was walking around the town, it's like every corner was like a memory that I had in the past. And you get to like think about that. It's how far I came, man. That's a different, completely different person. I remember I was looking, going to the bookstore, buying CDs, you know, back then they had CDs of music and some certain books. I didn't even know what I was looking for. I was just trying different things out and seeing what I liked. I still, like, my personality was still being developed over there. But it was cool to reconnect with the school, and I'm gonna be giving a lecture. I was writing some notes on the plane here, on the plane on the way to here, of what I'm gonna cover at the University of Florida School of Architecture lecture. You know, so, like, yeah, I used to go to those things and look forward to them. And now I'm gonna be giving it. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to see where that goes, where that takes me. And, but yeah, so right after Florida, I came over here. I went to Miami, and then Miami, we flew from here. And then I'm gonna be traveling later in the month to South America. I'm gonna end up in Argentina again. So, yeah, I love Argentina. I was there in 2020, I believe it was 2022. But I was there during the winter months over there. Now I'm going, I believe I'm going in the right time, in May. I got to double check. But anyway, it doesn't matter. I love Argentina. I love the steaks, you know, keto diet. You know what I'm saying? It's like it helps with the clear thinking. Clear thinking leads to better behaviors for trading, and better behaviors means more money. So more money for trading, more profits. So yeah, what else? So I want to cover this topic about being prepared for the next mania. So being prepared for the next mania, this is actually the mentality I had when I was getting profitable. And that's what led me to have all this opportunity now. University of Florida, the Cayman Islands, going to Argentina, Oh, actually, I'm going to go to the Galapagos Islands before Argentina. So I always wanted to go to the Galapagos Islands off the coast of Ecuador. That's where Charles Darwin came up with a theory of evolution. Always wanted to go there, check out the animals and stuff. They have like certain species from like you never find anywhere else. I always wanted to go there. So trading led me there. But it all started with having the idea, the vision to be prepared for the next mania. And that includes, you know, the 10,000 hours. I need 10,000 hours so I can be ready for the next one. And I'm not looking to make money for this first few years. I'm looking for the long term, for that one opportunity down the line, the next mania, the next one that comes. It usually comes in 5 to 10 years, sometimes sooner, sometimes 3 years. So back when I started 2016, it was clear to me, even though I was like financially illiterate, I didn't even know what stocks were. I knew the 2008, there was a recession and there was opportunity there. I vaguely knew about the 1999 one, dot-com boom and bust. Vaguely. Now I know a lot about it because, like, as I was getting those 10,000 hours of screen time, of 10,000 hours of study time, I was looking at history, the closest periods, and trying to relate it to, like, that was part of my preparation for the next one. You know, because like you see it again, it's like, okay, I know how this ends. You know, I was in the 2020 in my office. People were talking about lawyers and stuff. They were talking about, hey, it's a no-brainer. Just take out a bank loan and put it in the market. Stocks only go up. This is a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. And guess what? In my head, like I didn't really have that much success back then. I was a break-even trader, but I was like, that's a red flag. I know how this ends. This doesn't end well when they do that kind of behavior. And guess what happened? They don't talk about stocks anymore, which probably means they lost whatever the gains they had. So yeah, you know, you got to be prepared for the next one. Get your 10,000 hours in, have the right mentality, and the next one usually comes faster than you think. For example, in 2016, that's when I started, 2017, there was the Bitcoin mania and the weed mania. And so that was like manias, but the big one, and I wasn't ready for those, but the big one was in 2020. You know, we all know that one. Everybody got free money. Everybody got Robin Hood, and the rest is history. Dumb money. You know what I mean? Go see the movie. But I was prepared when that happened, prepared enough to change my life. Yeah. Some traders went from 100K to 6 million. 100K to whatever, but I went from zero to 100, and that's what I needed. 100K, zero to 100K. Now I can build a foundation. And a lot of times when you see traders now, 8-figure, 7-figure, whatever it is, they had a head start. They started before, so it's all about, you know, getting started before. So yeah, they had a head start. They figured they got into stocks a few years before me, and they had their 10,000 hours before. So I was got that 10,000 hours around, I would say like just about, I would say just about, cause I, you know, 2020 when that came along, I actually sat out until like September, I believe. I got to double check, but I sat out because I was like, I'm still not ready. I'm not ready to, it was a very volatile market, you know? So stocks were going crazy swings. And if you didn't know what you're doing, you can lose big. So I wasn't really, I was insecure about it. But then like when I had the reassurance, when I saw other traders in my community at the time, they were going from like, you know, 100K to a million, or like, no, actually like 30K to 100K, like several of these guys. Then I had the encouragement to start to do it myself. And that's when I took the risk. And the rest is history. So now I'm here in the Cayman Islands. Anyways, I gotta get going. This place is getting kind of busy. But yeah, you just gotta be prepared for the next mania. You know, be prepared. And, you know, and then once you get that first initial success, you can build on it. And as you build on it, you know, the rest is history.
That concludes today's episode. Make sure to like and subscribe to the channel on the platform you use. The Friendly Bear Podcast is hosted by me, David, where you can find me on Twitter at reverse_long. You can find the Friendly Bear Podcast at www.thefriendlybearpodcast.com. as well as on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, Amazon Music, and now on YouTube at Friendly Bear Research. Until next time, thank you for listening to the Friendly Bear Podcast.